Fred Below. I'm a crop physiologist at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign.
You were talking to people about the seven wonders of the corn yield world, and you kind of list them in matter of priority. What are you talking about here?
Yeah, the seven wonders is the corn yield world is our top seven list of those management factors that could impact crop yield in a positive and sometimes negative manner each year. And this is our way of telling farmers, showing farmers the value of their particular management practices. We've discovered that farmers know what they have to do, but they don't know how much yield they gain out of each practice. And so the seven wonders kind of puts an average value on what farmers might expect from that individual practice.
Of course, it's weather's important, nitrogen is important. You put those almost neck and neck here. Tell me why.
Well, every farmer knows the weather rules. And every farmer also knows that nitrogen fertilization is the factor under his or her control that has the biggest impact on crop yield. And they're right at the top of the wonder list. And, you know, kind of a nuance of all these wonders that they all interact with each other. And roughly, the higher you are in the wonder list, the more control you exert over those wonders below you. And if you think about it, every single thing about nitrogen fertilization and use of nitrogen by the plant is influenced by the weather. And weather and nitrogen combined make up more than half of the crop yield. So, boy, if you want to get the full value out of your nitrogen and prevent loss, you have to manage it around the weather.
Of course, management is one thing, but you talked a lot about timing, the uptake of nitrogen, and the time of the season.
Absolutely. If I want to get the complete value of my nitrogen fertilizer, I should apply it at the time that the crop needs it. And so we followed the uptake patterns of nitrogen by high-yielding corn crop. We wanted to know when it was absorbed and where it was in the plant at what time, because this allows us to use technology, both application technology and fertilizer technology, to make certain that that N is available to the crop at the time that it most needs it.
Well, let's talk about others in descending order then, because there are a lot of other influencers in crop yield.
Yeah, the number three on the wonder list is probably the most important decision that farmers make every year. It's their hybrid selection. And this is getting harder and harder every year, especially with biotechnology. Think about what happens when you have drought-resistant hybrids. That's the control part of the weather. And then you have nitrogen-use-efficient hybrids to get more value out of your nitrogen fertilizer. And man, that's gonna make your hybrid selection even more important. And you only need a bad weather year like 2012 to show growers the value of their hybrid selection. You can really see a hybrid's mettle when the weather is tough. Number four on the crop on the wonder list has to do with the crop they grew the year before, and a lot of farmers are growing more corn and they're giving up some yield if they do that. Number five is the factor that's changed the most in the last 50 years, and that's plant population. And you're gonna have to put in more plants to grow higher yield, but you have to commit to them. Number six has to do with tillage. And if you think about tillage is all about trying to control the wonders above it. If it's a wet, cold spring, I love that tilled soil because it warms up faster and I can plant earlier. But if it turns out dry in June and July, I wish I had more conservation till. And number seven is a catch-all that I call growth regulators. And these are compounds that regulate growth, hopefully in a positive manner. Greener, longer is better than browner, faster, and they can both be growth regulators. And you have to be warned that the growth regulator category has the widest range, but there are some seed treatments that give a legitimate improvement in vigor and help you achieve the stand. And then the growth regulator treatment that I typically look at is that Stay Green, that leaf health or leaf performance that often comes from a strobilurin fungicide application, even when you don't see a lot of disease. And what we see is when we get good weather and we manage get the optimum value of each of the seven wonders, we can grow up to 260 bushels. And obviously, if you don't get them right, you're going to grow less than that. And so knowing the individual factors helps farmers plan for what we believe are high yields.
Well, you mentioned the 260, but you speak of 300 as if it's the holy grail on corn yield, and there are reasons why you think that this is necessary.
Well, I think 300 bushels is necessary to feed and fuel a growing world population. And I would not believe this unless corn is, you know, as high value as it is. And it really shows me finally that there is a food and fuel crunch with all the people. And so 300 is a sort of a target. It's a goal. And once we get there, we'll probably have to go to 400. But it gives us something to shoot for. It gives us a model to get there. And going from 260 to 300 is a huge challenge. It's a lot harder given the management that we have. It doesn't happen by accident. It's going to take a lot of planning and attention to detail.
You're a man of science, but I want to ask you a philosophical question, because there are a lot of people that say we grow too much corn in this country. What do you say to them?
Well, you know, the corn is in everything. If people realized how much, how pervasive corn is in a lot of the products they use, both food and industrial products, I would challenge that argument. And corn is the highest yielding crop of all of them in the world, and can't get enough of it. It's the king of crop beasts. It's the response to management. You can alter it with biotech, and you can be cynical about too much corn, but at today's prices, I can't have enough of it, Tom.
Thank you. My pleasure. Hope that does the trick.
It does.
I appreciate the opportunity.
Of course.